On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. It is scheduled release day. Hooray, Pete!
Woo! What a celebration.
We got the schedule, and I'm just going to read it to you. The 2019 Washington Redskins opened the season with a road game in Philadelphia, September 8th, 1 o'clock. Week 2, home opener, the Cowboys at FedEx Field, 1 o'clock, September 15th. Week 3, the Monsters of the Midway, the 12-4 Chicago Bears come to town. That's going to be a Monday nighter, Pete.
Redskins do pretty well at home on Monday night.
Yeesh.
Oh, wait, no, they don't.
September 23rd, 8:15. Oh, by the way, Redskins Talk Podcast, J.P. Finley, Pete Haley here. We're brought to you by the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Hockey Mitch is somewhere out hockeying. We're going to try to get him on the phone for a schedule react. All right, so week one at Philly. Week two, home for Dallas. Week three, home for the Bears Monday night. Week four, another NFC East road trip, this time to the Meadowlands to play the Giants, September 29th, 1 o'clock. Week five, New England Patriots come to FedEx Field. That ought to be fun.
Yeah, your definition of fun must be different than mine.
That is October 6th, 1 o'clock. Week six, our trip to South Beach. Let's go.
Is it week six yet? I'm going to say that 1,000 times this year.
Now, I was certainly hoping that would be later in the season, sure. But a trip to South Beach in October sounds nice. Although, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure like early October is hurricane season.
What's the date on that Miami trip?
October 13th.
We're treating that as my birthday weekend. Done.
Take it easy.
Okay. Sorry. Never mind.
It's April and you're like, oh, let's plan my birthday party. Just relax.
You got to get on the books.
We've talked about that you're going to take road trips more seriously this year, right?
Let's read the schedule. People don't care about this.
No, they do. Our bosses sure do.
Okay, yep. Sorry, Wargo.
Wargo's not listening. Week 7, home for the San Francisco 49ers. That means Kyle Shanahan's coming to town.
Mitch is excited.
That'll be interesting. That's October 20th, 1 o'clock start. Boom goes the dynamite. Week 8, 4 days after hosting Kyle Shanahan, the Redskins go on the road to Minneapolis to face Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings Thursday night football, October 24th, 8:20 p.m. That is going to be...
I'm really excited for that one. It stinks that it's not at home, because you get a little more juice, but it's still going to be exciting to see Kirk.
Yeah, it'll be cool. So that's week 8. Then the Skins get a nice long break. Their next game isn't until week 9, where they travel to Buffalo, November 3rd, to face the Bills. Week 10 is the bye week. So depending how you look at it, they're going to play one game in 3 weeks almost.
Yeah, and that's the first late bye week they've had in a little bit.
Honestly, they've been they've been owed a late bye week. Last week was week 4. Last year was week 4. The year before that was week 5. There's been a lot of early bye weeks. So after the bye, they come back week 11, New York Jets at FedEx Field, November 17th.
The return of Jameson Crowder. JP's drinking his coconut water. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day, dude. Week 12, home against the Detroit Lions, which when is Thanksgiving? Because the Lions always play at home, and that game is November 24th. Are you able to look a date up?
I think last year Thanksgiving was really early. Maybe this year it's in the 30s, perhaps.
Why wouldn't you just look it up on your phone rather than guess?
Because I like watching you try and do two things at once with two phones. You have a computer in front of you.
Rather than you do zero things?
Is your computer working?
Maybe.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving is going to be the 28th, I guess.
Okay.
Week 13, trip to Charlotte to face the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, so that's Thanksgiving weekend. I guess that's the Sunday of Thanksgiving week.
First time the Redskins haven't played on Thanksgiving in 3 seasons.
And I'm cool with that, man. Everybody knows that I don't rank Thanksgiving as high as others. I think it's a bit of an overrated holiday. I'm sorry. But a lot of that is because I always have to work. This year, I don't have to work. Maybe I just eat turkey, watch football, and I love it like everybody else.
Imagine that.
So back-to-back road games. This is the only back-to-back road games on Sundays for the Redskins. They go week 13 at Carolina, week 14 at Green Bay.
Mitch already has packed his shorts for that one.
So despite my protests, we're going to Green Bay in December. 1 o'clock, December 8th. All right, then they get... So they finish the season with 3 straight NFC East games. 2 of them are at home. Week 15, they have the Eagles, December 15th, 1 o'clock. Week 16, they have the Giants, December 22nd, 1 o'clock. They finish the year at Dallas, week 17, December 29th, 1 o'clock. All of these games are subject to flex. If the NFL could flex any of these NFC East games late in the year, they will.
Yep.
Especially a Skins, Cowboys. If that means anything, week 17, they're going to do what they can to make that flex. A couple quick reactions from looking at this. The opening of this schedule is super hard.
I would call it brutal.
They play 6 games against teams that made the playoffs in 2018. And 5 of them, 4 of them come in the first 5 games.
Yeah, and this is very bad news for a team that typically starts slow under Jay Gruden in week 1 and also kind of starts slow in that first month.
Now,
of the
last
year
they didn't do that.
Right.
They won their opener, had the dud. I think they were 2-1 going to the break.
Well, I mean, then they played the Saints, were 2-2. So, sure. Yeah, they kind of alternated at the beginning of the year. But before that, it's been lose the opener and kind of get out to really slow starts. That
you look at those first 5 games. At the Eagles, Cowboys at home, Bears at home, at the Giants, and then the Patriots. I think maybe we need Bullish Mitch on the phone. Because
it's getting dark in here early.
Dude, I think 2-3 would be weathering the storm in a lot of ways.
I think weathering the storm is a perfect kind of motto for those first 5 games. Stay afloat, weather the storm, just kind of stay alive early.
Because then you look at Dolphins, Niners, Vikings, Bills, and 3 of those games are on the road. I mean, you like to think you can beat a couple of those teams, right?
Yeah. I mean, this comes with the usual caveat of it's very hard to predict the things in April.
Totally.
However, I think I've been trying to look for the easy stretch, and I think
just look
that's
at first-year coaches and teams that have underperformed.
Yeah, injuries and further signings and stuff. But I think that Miami, San Francisco, Vikings, Buffalo, that's the stretch where you can hopefully do a little bit of damage because that back half with all the NFCs.
Well, and I would add, from Miami to the Jets, you got – Miami, Niners, Vikings, Bills, Jets, Lions, including the Lions. That's 6 games. If you can claw out of that portion 4-2, then all of a sudden.
Then you're coming down to the home stretch with meaningful games. Because we've always said the last couple years, if week 16 and 17 matter, that's going to be great.
You'd
but
be
they
6
haven't.
And 5 with 5 games left.
You'd
and
be
I
having
would
to
say,
finish strong.
I mean.
Those 2 road
the
games.
Giants
against,
at home with who knows who's starting a quarterback for them at that point. The road games are going to be hard. It's not – so I look at this and I notice a few things. The early on, it's very tough. And that could be bad news if they get out to a bad start. If this thing goes 1-4
– you'll have people calling for quarterback changes and changes above that too.
Quarterback changes, coaching changes, all that will happen.
Stadium will start emptying again really soon.
Well, dude, think about this. Cowboys, Bears, Pats – you know what those fans do?
Travel well.
Or just live here.
Yeah.
But they're certainly – the first game, I think, legitimately, that will be more Skins. I don't know. It's just hard based on 2018 when the home opener was empty and had Colts fans. And Colts fans don't even really exist.
Right.
Unless, like, Peyton's playing well. You know what I mean? Colts fans exist in Indiana. I'm not trying to take shots at Colts fans. Yes. But they're not known to travel.
Correct.
They don't live in D.C. That is just tough, dude. Bears fans, Pats fans, Cowboys fans. I think Niners, Jets, Lions, you should have good Redskins crowd. And then if you get to the end of the year and the Eagles game and the Giants game are important, Skins should be there. Now, there'll be plenty of green, plenty of blue, but
Yeah, and if they aren't important, then you're going to have a repeat of Week 17 where it's a total schmockery of your home stadium and the burgundy and gold.
What else jumps out at me? Two primetime games. No Sunday night games. Now both these games are legitimate. The Bears on Monday night is a big draw. And the NFL's done a really good job of making Thursday night games relevant. So that Vikings game on Thursday night, that has juice because it's Skins against Kirk Cousins and all that happened. Obviously, it'd be cooler if it was last year, the first time.
Sure. Yeah, I still think it has plenty of juice. I mean, you're still going to get your...
At least locally, it will.
Inevitable, like Jags, Titans, Thursday night games. But Redskins, Vikings is going to be real, real fun and very pivotal, probably for both teams.
Anything pop for you? We got to get the big man on the phone. But
yeah, the big man's been texting. I don't know. I just, like I kind of said earlier, I guess that middle stretch is where they're going to have to weather the storm and then try and pick up some wins before the divisional games where you have no idea what's going to happen.
Weather the storm and then pick up the wind.
And then find your way home to port. That's our...
Any port in the storm.
That's our boating mottos for the Redskins season. I really like what we did there. Or it's going to be...
The start of that year looks
sink
tough.
Early, abandon ship, and then we're at the bottom of the ocean. That's the negative version of it.
So what's your total positive? Get through the front 3-2. So, yeah. Find a nice stream.
Yeah. So dive in head first, find a jet stream, and then I'm really stretching myself thin here. And then I can't even figure out.
You sound so ridiculous.
A third one. We're going to work on that.
Call Mitch. Let's get his reaction.
All right. Calling Mitch.
So Hockey Mitch is in Raleigh for Caps Canes.
Does he know we're talking about the Redskins and not the Capitals and Hurricanes playoffs?
I assume
series?
He does. Okay. Caps Canes Thursday night on NBC Sports Washington. I believe those games are nationally broadcast too. But if you're a local person, if you're a Caps Skins whoever, and you're not listening to Joe B and Locker,
so
you're not doing it right.
This is me stepping out of my comfort zone. I think first round they do local, and then as it advances,
I think
it becomes NBC.
I think it's like a co-broadcast.
Okay,
but clearly
we're really bad at talking about things we don't know about, and we just spread so many rumors.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
All right, Mitch, how do you do, buddy?
I'm doing great, boys. How are you?
Good. Before we get Mitch here, we want to thank the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia, specifically Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Alexandria.
4 out of 4. Nailed bang, that. Bang.
I love when we get this dealership because we can just talk pickups for JP.
Pickups I don't own. I think I'm changing lanes. I think I'm just going to try to get a 4Runner. That's my new plan. Hey, Mitch, enough. Enough of this chicanery. What is your reaction to the schedule?
It's a tough start to the schedule as far as football goes. And I think it's
as far as football goes? What the hell does that mean?
It's easy for us traveling through the Eagles, the Cowboys, Bears at home, going to the Giants and Patriots to start the season is nice and easy. But get to the middle and end of the season, at Vikings, at Buffalo, at Panthers, at Green Bay, back-to-back, those are tough two straight road trips for us.
All right. Mitch is worried about us. We were kind of thinking we'd get it.
Here, Mitch, here's a question. So you're always bullish, Mitch. JP and I, we're not exactly super pessimistic, but we're kind of looking for some happiness here. We haven't exactly found it. Where should Redskins fans be bullish about this schedule?
Oh, boy. I think that middle part of the schedule, when we go to Miami, Niners, I think at Vikings, obviously that's a tough one, but you have the whole Kirk, you know, part of that. So I think that could be a game that the team gets up for at Buffalo. I think those four games could be a good little four-game stretch for them. They should 3-1, hopefully, maybe 4-0 there.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've been saying, too.
Bullish and Mitch.
Also, real quick, is Kyle Shanahan going to come over kind of into your neighborhood, or are you going to meet him in where they're staying for that game?
We're not doing this.
Okay, sorry.
Dummy.
Yeah.
We're moving on, Pete.
Sorry.
Gosh, Pete is so dumb.
I think it's tough. It's a little tough having the Thursday night game and then have the bye week a week later.
No, they have a game in between, dude. I think that's good rest.
I was going to say, usually that Thursday night game is kind of a half bye week. And so last year it was terrible having the bye so early in the season. But then you had the Thanksgiving Thursday game, which kind of created almost a situation where you had two byes during the year.
Yeah.
Here they're so close into each other that.
Yeah, but they get good rest, dude. I mean,
you can look at it that way, or you can look at it as they're going to be very, very charged up for the last six, seven games.
Right. Well, so hold on. Has Bullish Mitch reacted to the first five games, or did he just go right into the second, the 4-0 portion?
Well, he did the quickly. It's going to be tough on them and us. And then he was like, yeah, fight song. They're going to go 3-1 in the middle.
did he hum Hail to the Redskins?
Yeah, I think he had a flag. He's probably waving a flag in Raleigh right now.
We blew right by the tough games to start the season. Those first five games, if I think that they go 2-3 in those five games, that would be a win.
Well, let's get down to this, right? Yeah. At Philly to open the year.
That's a tough one.
And let's say that it's April. A million things will happen. This is incredibly premature, but it's also what happens on schedule release night. It's fun to do. So sue us for being fun. If you're a lawyer, none of this happens.
And I also think when we did this last year, we got like our overall records pretty much spot on.
Right.
So
yeah, we all were pretty close.
Week one at Philly, I'm saying a loss.
I'm saying a loss too.
Yes.
Week two, Cowboys.
Week two, Cowboys at home, I'm going win.
Okay. I think I'm going win because this team will see, oh God, it's going to get real ugly if we have to go to the Bears, beat the Bears and to go win two. So yes, I'm saying they bounce back very focused. 1-1.
Loss.
Nice.
Week three, Monday Night Football against the Bears. Win.
Okay, that's where you have them getting right.
We've seen this team go 0-2 and then win a surprising week three.
Yeah, I've made the rule to never pick them at home on Monday night until they prove it to me otherwise, so I will go loss there.
Mitchell.
I'm with Pete on this one. I think that's a loss also.
So we're all 1-2 through three games. Pete, write this down.
Yep.
Week four at the Meadowlands. Are we all saying win? Because I think we are.
I am not saying win in that game.
Ooh, all right.
The Redskins have struggled up in New York a lot lately, and I don't think that changes.
All right.
Yeah, they played that well there last year. I think their style affords them a better chance in New York with kind of the run and run defense as opposed to what they were trying to do with Kirk. So I think they'll be okay in New York.
They won up there last year, right?
They like sacked Eli 100 times and Adrian had the run.
So you and I are saying win. Yeah. Mitch, you have a loss in New York?
Yep.
So are you saying they're going to beat the Patriots, Mitch?
Oh,
that's where I'm going.
Oh, my. Come on, Mitch.
I tell you what, the contrarian gambler in me loves that. Like,
right.
Every year they have a big win over somebody that you're not ready, that you don't expect them for. It's good to get the Patriots early in the season.
Who was the Skins' big win that nobody expected last year?
I mean, maybe when we did this, it was the Packers. But like, that became, it was a hobbled Rodgers
game 2 years ago.
That game was, I mean, he's right.
Usually they have a game.
I'll give Mitch this credit, too. Usually the Pats drop an early season game that you're like, oh, my gosh, the dynasty's over. So if the Patriots lose to the Skins in FedEx, that would have people in Boston and across, like Stephen A. Smith would be flipping out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, him and Max Kellerman would be farting and talking about how the Redskins are taking over the Patriots.
That said, I still think the Skins are going to lose.
I think they will, too. I just... It's too much for me. I think the surprise win is like beating the Panthers or the Packers. I'm not ready to say they're going to surprise.
So are we all 2-3 through five games?
We're all 2-3 through five.
Pete, you writing this
down? Yeah, I'm trying to catch up here. Okay, yes.
Okay, now we're into the chop wood portion of the season. At Miami.
Win.
Yeah, win, because as of now, the Dolphins have one of the worst quarterback situations comparatively to the Redskins. So, yeah, win.
We've seen them play Ryan Fitzpatrick in good weather in South Florida.
Yeah.
And the Redskins will win. All right, so we got them 3-3 through six games.
They may give up 850 yards, but they will win because they'll throw seven interceptions and some backwards passes that don't make a lot of sense.
3-3 through six.
Yeah.
Niners at home. Mitch is saying win for sure.
So I'll tell you this. I think the Niners are going to be a much improved team this year. I think they could be a playoff team. But, yes, I think traveling.
Where are you, dude?
Are you on a highway?
Are you breaking into a car?
I'm in the parking lot at the Angus Barn in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The Angus Barn is incredible. That's like probably my favorite steakhouse in the country. I love that place.
So you got out of that amazing steakhouse to do this podcast?
I did.
Well, all commitments I had, or all questions I had about your commitment are out the window. Thank you, Mitch. But stop breaking into vehicles.
Well, do you want to go back in, dude?
No, I've got everything taken care of. Abernathy's taking care of my order for me. We're good.
Yeah, he's making your steak.
All right. Anyway, Mitch says they beat the Niners. Pete says what?
I have them kind of being 3-1, so I think they'll falter here, losing to the Niners.
Oof. I think they win this.
Okay.
Optimism gets high.
And here we are.
And then I think they lose the next two. They lose in Minny.
Oh, boy.
They lose at Buffalo.
Ooh, that at Buffalo is a tough one.
Next two. Go.
I think they're going to beat Kirk just because that's fun to say. And they're going to just go in so amped up.
Let me change this. I think they lose to the Niners at home and then go beat Kirk.
Okay.
And then lose in Buffalo. All right. So I'm at the same record.
I've updated that record for you. Yeah. I think,
so where am I through games?
1, 2, 3, 4, 4 and 5.
Okay. And then it's the bye week. So everybody get through week 9.
I'm firing up the band and going win week 8 and 9.
So you have them what at the bye week, Mitch?
I'm 6-3 at the bye.
1, 2, 3. Yep. He has them on a 5-game winning streak going into the bye, by the way. I have them beating the Vikings. Then they're going to have a head scratcher in Buffalo. So I have them at 4-5 going into the bye week.
So we're both at 4-5. Mitch is at 6-3. All right.
He hasn't won a 5-game winning streak.
How many bottles of wine have been opened at the Angus Barn, Mitchell?
We literally are just getting ready to sit down.
How many Tito's have been served?
None yet.
What's the last?
I'm not sure I'd buy that.
What's the last 5-game winning streak this team had? Like that
RG3 that finished the season?
So Mitch has Jay Gruden's team ripping off.
No, Kirk went on a heater.
I think that was only four. That was only four, I think. Go from 5-7 and 9-7.
Yeah.
So Jay Gruden's teams always go on long winning streaks, so it makes sense that Mitch is picking them to have.
All right, so we're coming out of the bye week. It's week 11 in the NFL. If the Skins are going to do anything, now's the time because they got the Jets and the Lions at home. Mitch, you got them 6-3, dude. What do you got them through week 12?
I got them losing to the Jets and beating the Lions. So I guess I got 7-4 through 12 weeks.
Pete?
I'll flip-flop that. So, same record, but I don't even really know what Mitch said. I'm just going to flip-flop whatever he said. Win-loss for me.
They're going to split the two games. Okay. At this point, I don't know what's a win, what's a loss.
Okay.
So, I am now at 5-6 through 11 games, correct?
You and me are at the same. Mitch is at, 7-4.
All right. Two road games back-to-back against usual playoff contenders that both missed the playoffs last year at Charlotte, at Green Bay. I'm going 0-2, man.
Ooh, and this is the season.
This is when kind of the road splits.
Yeah.
So I got 0-2. You know what? Actually, I don't, because they play better on the road. I'm going with a split again.
Okay.
I think they get one of those. They haven't won in Lambeau since Ronald Reagan was president. I wrote this in one of my stories on the My Team's app.
Like the 1940s. I don't even know when Ronald Reagan was.
Are you serious?
That's a joke.
When was Reagan president?
Here. 80s.
Right. 1988 was the last time they won.
Yeah.
Which I guess technically George Bush Sr. could have been president.
We don't do politics, though.
We sure don't. So I got them winning in Lambeau. Losing in Charlotte, winning in Lambeau, which brings me to 6-7.
Six and seven
with three games to go.
Yep.
All right, Mitchell.
I got them losing both to the Panthers at Panthers and at Green Bay. That gets me to 7-6.
Okay. Pete?
I have them. Panthers are more of a run-oriented team as of now, so I'm going to say win there. And here's a little shtick. Week 14, it's going to be messy. It's going to be gross. Packers are going to be feuding with each other. Rodgers and the head coach. The Redskins, though, aren't going to have much either. I'm going tie against the Packers.
Oh, jeez.
Of course you would.
What a pain you are. Yo, Mitch, Pete had this whole debate about sober.
We're doing that later.
No, we're not. You don't get to decide what we're doing. We're not doing that.
I'm well aware. I saw all of it, and
A lot of listeners responded.
Mitch,
to
do you know how busy of a day I had? I was like working every single resource I had to try to get this damn schedule, and my Twitter's blowing up with soap debates. We had a meeting, we had a show, we had a stream today, which was awesome, with Chris Sims. We're going to turn that into a podcast later in the week, and I want to get out of the office for a few minutes. I'm like, hey, Pete, you want to walk to CVS? He's like, what do you need? I was like, soap. He's like, you use bar soap? Like, I'm some kind of criminal.
I didn't know what you wanted for, and I thought it was for, like, your hallway bathroom. The fact that you scrub yourself with soap is so bizarre to me. I will never understand it in a million years.
I'm a bar soap guy.
You are so bizarre.
Do you know that when you go to a hotel, they give you a bar of soap?
Yeah. I use the body wash that they give you. Oh my goodness, it's way better. It's better. Mohawkin said, it's a superior lathering experience.
I cannot do this.
You're the one who brought it up.
All right.
JP acts like we don't argue about little things on this podcast.
Okay.
All
we got three games left here. This is the home stretch of the season. Three NFC East games. All right. With three games left in the season, where am I at, Pete?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Where are you at?
The tie complicates things.
Oh, what a jerk.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, and 1.
And Mitch is 7 and 6?
Yeah.
All right. Mitch is the most bullish, shockingly. So, Mitch, take us home. Three games, Philly at home, Giants at home, Cowboys on the road.
I'll tell you what. I had 6 and 3 into the bye week, and I think things fall apart afterwards. I think over those last three, I think versus the Eagles at the loss at FedEx. Again, Philly, you know, it's going to take over
the stadium.
I think they beat the Giants at home in a relatively meaningless game, but they get the Giants, and then they lose Week 17 at the Cowboys, and they end the season again at 8-8.
Great, and we have gotten nowhere as the Redskins continue to just be in the middle land.
Is my math off? If they got two more wins, doesn't that have them at 9-7?
No.
I don't know. One more win.
He had one more win.
One win, two losses.
You're right. Okay. You're right. Sorry.
I think they have a little bit of a hot start and things just fall all the way apart.
I wonder where I've seen that before.
I got them going 7-9. Maybe beat the Giants makes sense.
Okay.
A lot can happen, man. Things can change dramatically.
I'll go too.
But sitting here today, April, what day is it? 18th, 17th?
Yeah.
7-9 seems right.
I have them losing the last three, finishing at 6-9-1, and there's a lot of changes coming next offseason.
That sounds entirely – honestly, 6-9-1, as much as I hate you for doing it just to be annoying, sounds like it could totally be their record. And everybody's like, oh, man, if the one guy – you know, if the one guy had caught that ball for the first down, they would have won the tie. You know, I mean, because – when was seven?
It's going to be a 12 men on the field during a punt. It's going to give an extra first down. It's going to lead to a tie. It's going to be very inopportune.
So nobody's staying the playoffs.
Nope. The high water mark is 8-8, 7-9 for JP, and 6-9-1 for myself. At least we have Miami in week 6, right, Mitchell?
Oh, Mitch, you missed it. Guess what Pete said about that?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I'm calling it right now. That's my birthday party. And I'm like, Pete, I thought we were working on you being better on the road and more focused. Because I believe Pete's last road trip was to Nashville. Yeah. Is that accurate?
That was almost my last day on the plane.
It was certainly almost your last road trip.
Almost my last day as an employee of this company.
I'm glad we're 6 months later and Pete's grown up a whole lot.
Dude, I can't wait for Miami for my birthday.
I forgot that we're working on that. I saw Miami and got excited. So, yeah. I'm just going to stay inside and watch film. Watch
JP,
a lot of
what's
tape.
The game you're most
study,
excited
study
for?
Your
study Fitzpatrick.
I wanted Miami later in the year. You know what? I'm excited to go to Carolina. A good buddy of mine lives in Charlotte. I got family all over there. I always love the Dallas trip. Jerry World's cool.
I'm excited to go to Buffalo and see what those fans were like in the parking lot.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And get some wings. We can go to Niagara Falls.
Oh, you can see our guy Mark and eat some pizza?
Yeah, dude. I actually want to go to Rochester. I might have a silly golf hookup.
I would love
but
that.
But I don't know. So Tim McDonough is our, I don't know what his title is. He's a big deal producer here. And I was asking him, I was like, dude, he's a huge Bills fan. He's from up there. I was like, what's the chances of bad weather November 3rd? He's like, 40%. 40% the first weekend of November?
Yeah, I thought it would have been even higher than that.
I thought it'd be way lower.
Yeah. You would have thought lower, but it gets nasty early up there.
Great.
You know what I'm most excited for? What am I most excited for, JP?
Lambeau in week 14.
For sure.
Let's go. Give me the full Lambeau experience.
Bye week November 10th. Can I still go to the beach in November? Probably not.
No, probably not.
My wife kind of counts on the beach trip during the bye, so.
You can go a little further south.
Yeah,
maybe. Hit a Myrtle or something.
Yeah, maybe we go down there.
Punta Cana.
I don't mind that the Eagles game is week one. I'm going to do the same thing I did last year. I'm going to go as late as possible the night before.
And leave as early as possible.
Dude, it's a 1 o'clock game. I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving by 8 p.m. Yeah.
I'm excited for that Monday night game against the Bears.
That'll be fun. Dude, I think the Kirk Thursday night game is going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Charlotte Stadium's cool. I'm excited to see Lambeau. I'm excited to go to Buffalo. It's not the sexiest lineup of away games, but the redone Hard Rock, like the redone Joe Robbie down in Miami, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides Buffalo, there's no really like, oh, we have to go there.
And I'm cool with Buffalo.
Yeah. It'll be an experience.
Dude, Buffalo's going to be 1,000 times better than Jacksonville.
Yeah. Nothing
Buffalo's
will ever.
Fun. It's a fun
city. I've been to Buffalo. I've been to Buffalo a couple experience. Times. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm excited. The only two stadiums I haven't been to are the new one in Minneapolis and
Which
the new one
dope.
In Atlanta. And between preseason and regular season, you have to take both those off.
Actually,
dude, the third stadium that I've seen a game in Minneapolis.
That's
how about that?
Yeah, that's a good stat. I haven't been to Cleveland either. So we'll get Cleveland and Atlanta.
Atlanta's the site of your first ever game.
That's right. That's right. Preseason game in Atlanta. All right. Are we forgetting anything? I don't want to short the
schedule.
Yeah, this
is a big deal.
Pod.
I think we did reactions. We did game we're looking forward to. We did projections, former players here and there. I kind of think that's it.
Is there any other big player of note? So we'll see Jameson Crowder with the Jets.
Preston with the Packers.
Preston Smith with the Packers. Obviously, Kirk.
It's going to be cool to see.
LaFleur with the Packers.
LaFleur with the Packers.
It'll be cool to see just Khalil Mack versus Trent Williams, a couple of legends going up against it.
Yeah. We get to see Tom Brady. That's always cool.
Of course.
I don't know.
What's his name with the Jets? Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
He's going to be nice.
CJ Mosley.
It'll be, yeah.
Jordan Howard with the Eagles week one.
Trent
Murphy with the Bills.
Sleeper pick
there. You go. Where's Ryan Grant? Didn't he land with the Panthers? Rashad Ross landed
Rashad
with the
Ross
Panthers.
The Panthers
guy.
Jimmy Garoppolo
our buddy,
and San Fran.
And, of course, our buddy Deshaun in week one.
Mitch, how's Jimmy Garoppolo? He's not a former – just because we're excited to see him?
Yeah. An up-and-coming – he's before the injury, he's an up-and-coming star.
Sure. All right. Told.
Tom Brady, protege.
Who do we think – how about – here's the last one. Who is starting – who are your two starting quarterbacks – for the Redskins against the Giants, week 16.
Oh
boy.
QBX is an acceptable answer for the Redskins.
Do you have to identify who QBX is?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say it's...
Here's the thing. There are people that would make a case for Josh Rosen on either side of this argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Rosen and the Redskins and Dwayne Haskins on the Giants.
Wow, juicy. Mitchell?
I think it's going to be Case Keenum for the Redskins, and it'll be Drew Lock for the Giants.
This is a really fun game.
I like this.
How about you, JP?
I have no idea. I like saying Keenum. I think that makes sense for the Skins. I'll go full contrarian. Say Keenum, Eli.
Wow.
Ooh.
Right,
Eli, with a competitive team or Eli at the.
I mean, if they're getting drilled and you got a rookie getting beat up, wouldn't you rather? I mean, it's Eli's last run. I guess so. He has week 17. Where's week 17 for Giants Eagles? Is that in the Meadowlands or in Philly?
Week 17 is in Philly.
So, yeah, it could be Eli's.
Eli's
finale.
Last chance in front of a bunch of Giants fans.
Eli's last stand as they boo him off the field one more time.
All right, boys. It's been fun.
I have
since we're doing the schedule, who's winning the NFCs? These picks are all subject to change, by the way.
Yes.
This is
right.
This is the April schedule release version.
It's not even
of all
written
this.
In pencil. It's just kind of written in our minds.
But you're legitimately writing it with pen.
Well, I'm taking notes. This is for the pod Instagram.
All right.
I got the Eagles winning the division.
I do too. I'll take the Eagles as well.
Although the Cowboys have some talent. The Cowboys, once Amari Cooper got healthy, were way better. Or healthy, arrived. And they got some paying to do, though. They got to start. I don't know how they're going to make all that work, but they'll figure
Carson
it out.
Carson Wentz has to prove he can stay healthy.
Sure, sure. Big time.
Then we get straight into Nate Sudfeld time.
Suds. Team Suds.
Two quick things before we wrap. Our boy AJ wants us to promote his great Dwayne Haskins documentary.
And it's cool, man.
Between
I watched
him,
it.
Julie Donaldson, Mitch filmed a lot of it.
Well, there's a whole bunch of other documentaries. If you're into draft stuff and you want to see...
It's called I Am the Prospect. You can catch it on the My Teams app, catch it on the website. Dwayne Haskins has dropped already. That's three episodes. And then we'll also have guys from ODU, Virginia, other looks at these players. Darnell Savage is another, looking at their hopes of succeeding in the NFL. A lot of cool footage.
Well, since we're doing that we're remembering.
And one more time. Can I do one more?
You're going
before
to.
Before I forget. I want to thank CW Bar and Legacy Brewing for sending along the
Absolutely.
French press.
And a very
delicious
nice
coffee and
email.
A great note.
Yeah.
And that's perfect just in time for draft week. We're not going to be sleeping at all, so we might as well drink some high-quality coffee. And that was a very nice gift, so thank you to Legacy Brewing and CW Bar.
And so Legacy Brewing and CW Bar know Pete asked if he could put beer in a French press.
Yeah. It's in good hands.
We're going to give out some promos to our boys, people that listen. My guy Tim Meek is going to be in Nashville, and he set up a happy hour for Redskins fans at Beyond the Edge Bar and Grill. If you want information on that, the Redskins tweet team's all over it. Also, Chris Bryant is doing his event. That's at a bar in Fairfax or something, right?
Yeah, Abby's Army.
Yeah, there's an Abby's Army event during draft night as well. Check out Chris Bryant on Twitter. He'll tell you all about it. The Skins are also doing an event at the Anthem, which has Biz Markie and a ton of players are going to be there. Adrian Peterson, Matt Ioannidis, Tim Settle. So I think those tickets are free, too. You have to go log in on their website. So lots of fun events.
And also us next week. My team streams Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Absolutely, Pete. Well done.
You thought the free agency stuff was good, the combine stuff. You're getting us again. Draft day and draft night. This is a big one. Draft night, we don't really know how long it's going to go.
So hold on.
I'm getting excited. It was a big meeting today.
Right. It was a long meeting.
Yeah.
It was a long meeting.
The Redskins Talk podcast streams on the My Teams app that you've come to know and love will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock. And that'll be me, Mitch, and Pete doing our thing. Draft night, there is going to be significant coverage on the My Teams app. That is going to be a mega stream. That's going to be all hands on deck.
Better cast than The Departed.
All right. Pete's fired up. I don't know exactly the times yet. That's good. That's to be announced. But we're gonna have everybody watches the draft coverage, and it's the draft coverage. We're gonna give you Redskins specific draft coverage to watch on your phone while you're watching the draft. So it's a perfect complement.
It'll be all Redskins draft hands on deck.
It's the jelly to your peanut butter.
Jeez. All right. I think we've now covered everything.
Really? That got nothing out of you, Mitch?
Yeah, it was terrible.
That wasn't a good one, Pete.
Want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Want to thank Mitch for interrupting a dinner at possibly my favorite. I think Burns in Tampa, because I can get a small steak. I love just being able to get like a 10-ounce steak, and I'm happy. And then Angus Barn is just phenomenal, Mitch. Go have fun.
I am very excited for this now. We were kind of clowning it a little bit because it is literally a barn, and it looks kind of a little cheesy.
I don't know. If you can, go sit upstairs in the bar. It's incredible.
We are sitting upstairs.
Yeah, dude, it's sick.
Yeah,
You'll just love it.
Do that right after you break into another car in the parking lot.
Hey, what happens in Raleigh happens in Raleigh.
Hockey Mitch, do we know that you get to be football Mitch next week, or do you get to be hockey Mitch?
No, I'm football Mitch all next week.
Big win. All right.
You get to come back home.
All right. Good deal. Hey, and for all the hockey fans, go listen to Capitals Talk. Carlin and Alan May are all over it. Caps lost a tough one. They're going to be fine, man. They're going to be fine.
Yo,
also, while we're talking, how dope was Dudley's, by the way?
Oh, the
we
best
had stadium
place ever.
Seating.
The TV
wings.
Could not have been any bigger. It was the perfect way to watch Ovi knock somebody out. Every flavor was delicious.
I think next time we get like a regular area, though, because who's our guy? Brian?
Brian was there.
I felt bad. There were some listeners that showed up that we were in this like kind of not secluded, but like different area, so we didn't see everybody. When we go back next time, we're just going to be in the regular area.
We'll just hold down some tables.
Yeah, for sure. All right, time to go. The schedule's out, man. Plan your away trip. Send us, I tell you what, if people start sending us their like travel plans,
nice.
We'll post those to our Instagram story on the at Redskins Talk Pod. Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, Pete. Thanks, NFL, for making the schedule release a big deal somehow. Thanks to the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia.
Thank you, JP.
And if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.